Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. We are indeed so thankful that you decided to be here with us today for all of these activations. Boom, 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 raising it up, all of those connections for you. See, in this next evolution of this planet, take a deep breath, dearest. We're going to give you some information that may be a bit difficult for you to hear. Take a really deep breath. For you see, this next evolution of this planet may feel like it is going into even a bit more chaos than it has been in the past few months and years. It is not. Know that in that intention, it is redirecting the energy. And as it is redirecting the energy, that frequency of redirection is acknowledging the newness that is you. That is indeed why we ask our vessel Merolyn to facilitate this class. That is why Kryon asked our vessel Merolyn to facilitate this class, because the people of this planet, they are asking for guidance. They are asking for more information that they can utilize in their everyday walkabout world, because they are not trusting, believe it or not, they are not trusting their religious, the organized religious groups. Now, they are working hard. Dear our friend, dear Francis from the Pope is working hard to book a system that has been in evolution for 2,000 years, or nearly 2,000 years. They're also shifting in the consciousness of all organized religion, whether it is Muslim, whether it is Buddhist, although Buddhism is not a religion, whether it is any form, Hinduism, any form is rearranging itself, which because of that, it is causing a tremendous amount of chaos on this planet. From chaos comes change, huh? Yes. And you, dearest beings of light, are a part of that change. If you are here with us, right here, right now, this is a very special group of individuals. You are a part of that change. You are a part of the frequency that is helping the galactics in to come for this planet's service. We are the galactics. We come to you for help, for our existence, and we come to you with help for your existence. You see, you have things that would benefit all of our species, our races. That is your emotion, your love, your energy of love, your compassion for other beings that our races have, for the most part, evolved beyond and are discovering that it is necessary as a part of the existence of all galaxies. Our leaders tell us that these universes were created in love, with love, and yet we moved beyond it. You did not. You are teaching us again. We are providing you with the technology that will not distract from that essence of love. We ask you to use your discernment wisely, for with that information of technology, there can be more of your creations that are created without emotion, that are artificially created. We guard against that for you with your simple nature are very complex. With your emotions that run the gambit from love to rage are very complex. It has to be communicated. It must be communicated. To control the rage and to experience that love once again in all galaxies. We thank you for allowing that. And we thank you for communicating with us. So with that energy, no one understands that there's many, many different layers that are going on this planet. There's many different activations that are going on this planet always, and it is up to you to discover your own discernment. We ask you not to get all caught up into the fantasy of moving into the energy that distracts you from being here on this planet. You are an integral part of that message. You are an integral part of that global occurrence of raising the dimensional frequency of this planet to accommodate the guides, the teachers, the angelic realm, the beings of light that have come here to be present without any possibility of destruction. Can you help with that? There have been many who have gone before you. Some you have known. Some you have not known. Some you have connected with, some you have not connected with. That is why we are urging people to go into their Akash, to go into their past, bring forth their best qualities now, because it will be necessary, from the galactics as well as from the human experience. With that energy, you see, it is going to take all. You are a messenger of our time. Whether you are doing it in your profession and charging money for it or whatever, or just speaking to your friends and helping them understand, or just being the voice of reason as you are channeling through these tumultuous times. Dearest beings of light, the galactics, the guides, the angelic realm, believe it or not, are all asking for your help. Every note you play is an encodement. Every song you sing is reverberating out around the planet. Every message you speak is reverberating out and connecting to the grids around this planet, either reflecting it back to all of the people or reflecting it out to the galactics. So what is it that you are choosing? Are you choosing to be quiet and still think to yourself, oh, I'm not enough? Oh, stop it. That is ridiculous. That is your old program. You are enough. You are a part of the source that created all things. How many times must we tell you? You are magnificent. Dearest, let it be easy. With this frequency that is coming in, it is intense, we know. With this frequency that you are bringing, you are bringing, you are calling in. It is intense. Many of you remember the times when you communicated with the dragon energy, and that humans and dragons work side by side with each other. That humans and the fairy realm, the elfin kingdom, work side by side with each other. And then something happened. Just like it happened with different races of humans. Just like it happened with different races of extraterrestrials. Just like it happened with different... Are you ready to let those old programs go? Every being in all galaxies are a part of the Divine Spirit. A few have lost their way. And it is up to you, dearest light plucker, to bring them back. It is up to you to be the light and sing your hallelujah praises all over humanity. It is up to you to reformat the song that you have in your head, maybe activated by the divine music that was played today, maybe activated by your own song. You are here by that divine appointment. We have spoken of the Master Randy Luna's music being an activation, an encodement. We have not stated that you carry that encodement in your cells. So this group that has gathered here today carries that encodement, so you can reverberate it out amongst others. Please, dearest beings of light, do not back away. Please, dearest beings of light, hold that frequency, hold that space, hold that energy, and then release it for all to experience. For if you hold it so tightly it can't be released, then it just compresses inside of yourself. Hold it, love it, and open it so all can experience it. There have been many leaders that have been sent to this planet. They haven't all met with the open arms of love, which is why the galactics are not showing themselves quite yet. But it is coming closer. You see, you are here for that reason. You are here to bring forth the messages of Source. That is a big responsibility. How can you not trust that? How can you not trust that Source could possibly speak through you? Set your ego aside, dearest. Learn how to manage that. That is your evolution. That is your evolution. Because the ego judges. The ego criticizes. That is your evolution, to live beyond that judgment and that criticism, to learn to adapt to the magnificence that you are. And dearest beings of light, it is easier than you believe. If you trust, even though you may feel like the trapeze artist in that picture that had nothing to hang on to, the catcher was always there. And that is the key. You will always be caught. You are never alone. Even though you may feel differently, that is your ego. Learn to manage it. Everything is coming in new ways. Become not attached to the old ways and learn the new frequency of ease and grace and love and compassion. With those new frequencies, it is safe for the galactics to help you as you help them. It is safe for the beings of light all around this planet to come forth into their existence. It is safe maybe for the dragon energy to return. It is safe for you to love again. And it is easier than you think. Do you know how much we love you? Do Do you know how magnificent you are? You are the most magnificent evolutionary step of this planet or this galaxy. You. I see you looking around yourself as though, you? Yes, you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you. You see, beings of light, that is who you are, a being of light. And what is light? Something that cannot be held in the hand, but is all around you. It defines space by its presence. That's the light. And that is who you are. Trust yourself, dearest beings of light. Trust your task. You have been given a task. You have been given a task to practice and be all that you are. You have been given a task to move interdimensionally if necessary, so you can teach others their galactic frequency to bring in the beings of light that are going to help. And dearest, we ask it to be easy as possible. How easy is that, huh? Let's find out. We're going to ask our vessel Meron to play a particular song. We will bid you adieu before we begin that song, so she can work with her picture on this device in front of her. But we wish you to know how much we love you. We wish you to see yourself as we see you, as the magnificence that you are. We wish you to see yourself as the present, the gift that you are to humanity and all galaxies. Yes. It is time to travel the world over. It is time to bring forth this light to your neighborhood, to your home, and to remind others of their magnificence. And for this, dearest, we are grateful for you and your commitment to learn and grow and be the love that you are. Namaste.